read Brigupati Prabhu looked up on the database on Srila Prabhupada's books what he has said about Gaur Kishor Das Babaji, and there's just one page. So we'll read that and then we'll go right into the verse and try to finish on time. Devotee, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati accepted both Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Gaur Kishor as his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Kishor Das Bhakti Vinod Thakur was his father, and Gaur Kishor Das Babaji was treating Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Although he was householder, and Gaur Kishor Das Babaji was renounced order, still he used to offer great respect to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur saw him a pure devotee. Therefore, he recommended his son, Bimala Prasad. His former name was Bimala Prasad, and he got this title, Siddhanta Saraswati, by writing one thesis on astronomy, astrology, astrological calculation according to solar system. So he got this title, Siddhanta Saraswati. So this Siddhanta Saraswati title was accepted by sannyas, Saraswati Bharati Puri Aranyaban Parvat. There are 10 names of sannyas according to Mayavad school. And according to Vaishnav school, there are 108 names. Though this Swami and Goswami, they are also included with the 108 names. So he accepted Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, his spiritual master. Yes. Devotee, does our line of succession go directly to Gaur Kishor Das Babaji or to Bhakti Vinod Thakur? Srila Prabhupada. No, because he was treating Bhakti Vinod Thakur as his Shiksha Guru, preceptor guru, so it is in the line. Devotee, but is Bhakti Vinod Thakur directly in succession from Lord Chaitanya? Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Devotee, and Gaur Kishor Das Babaji also. Another quote from Srila Prabhupada. So one may question that your Guru Maharaj was sitting on the ground in a municipal laboratory because he did not like that anybody should disturb me. He was sitting by the side of municipal laboratory because so many people will come for darshan and asirvada. He did not like that. I think the word is actually, it's blessing. What's the Sanskrit? Huh? Asirvad. Blessing. He did not like to be disturbed by these asirvada. You see? They will not take any spiritual instruction. They're thinking, here is a saintly person and he'll bless me. So I've got now 1,000, I'll take 10,000, that's all. Therefore they come. They do not come to take any spiritual instruction. Therefore it is botheration. It is botheration. So Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj did not like this botheration. He was sitting by the side of a municipal laboratory so that these rascals will not come out of the bad smell and will not disturb me. You see? So Maharaj Mahinandra Nandi, he was one of the, he had organized one Sankirtan festival. So he came to Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj and to invite him. So after many requests, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj said, Maharaj, you've got so many tenants. You're Maharaj. Why are you trying to make me your tenant? Because you're a rich man, you also want. As your tenant carries your order, so you also want me. So why you are, no sir, no, you are my Lord. Whatever you say, I shall carry out. Will you carry out? Why not? So he said that, don't go home. Sit down here, chant Hare Krishna. He fled away. You see? See, so he was very humorous also. Gaur Kishor Das Babaji said that if you are so obedient, then I ask you, don't go home. Better give up your dress and chant Hare Krishna here. So this is what Brigupati found on the database, and we'll try to read quickly the Bhagavatam verse for today, which is verse number 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Drishyamana Vinartena Na Drishyante Manobhava Karmabir Dhyayato Nana Karmani Manaso Bhavan Drishyamana Vinartena Na Drishyanti Manobhava Karma Virdhyayato Nana Karmani Manaso Bhavan Drishyamana Vinartena Na Drishyante Manobhava Karma Virdhyayato Nana Karmani Manaso Bhavan Drishyamana Vinartena Na Drishyanti Manobhava Karma Virdhyayato Nana Karmani Manaso Bhavan Drishyamana Vinartena Na Drishyante Manobhava Karma Virdhyayato Nana Karmani Manaso Bhavan Matajis Drishyamana Vinartena Na Drishyante Manobhava Karma Virdhyayato Nana Karmani Manaso Bhavan Drishyamana Vinartena Na Drishyante Manobhava Karma Virdhyayato Nana Karmani Manaso Bhavan Drishyamana Being perceived Vina, without, Artena, substance or reality. Na, not, Drishyante, are seen, Manobhava, creations of mental concoction. Karmabhi, by fruitive activities. Dayata, meditating upon. Nana, various. Karmana, Karmani, fruitive activities. Manasa, from the mind. Abhavam, appear. Translation. These visible objects like wife, children, and property are like dreams and mental concoctions. Actually, what we see has no permanent existence. It is sometimes seen and sometimes not. Only because of our past actions do we create such mental concoctions. And because of these concoctions, we perform further activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Everything material is a mental concoction because it is sometimes visible and sometimes not. At night when we dream of tigers and snakes, they are not actually present. But we are afraid because we are affected by what we envision in our dreams. Everything material is like a dream because it actually has no permanent existence. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes as follows. in his commentary, Arteno Vyagra Sarpadina Vinaiva Drishyamana Swapna Bhange Satina Drishyante Tadevam Daradayo Vastava Vastu Bhuta Swapna Dayo Vastu Bhutas Chasarve Manobhava Mano Vashana Janyatvam Manobhava. At night one dreams of tigers and snakes, and while dreaming he actually sees them. But as soon as the dream is broken, they no longer exist. Similarly, the material world is a creation of our material concoctions. We have come to this material world to enjoy material resources. And by a material mental concoction, we discover many, many objects of enjoyment because our minds are absorbed in material things. This is why we receive various bodies. According to our mental concoctions, we work in various ways, desiring various achievements, and by nature, in the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karmana daiva netrena, we get the advantages we desire. Thus we become more and more involved with material concoctions. This is the reason for our suffering in the material world. By one kind of activity, we create another, and they are all products of our mental concoctions. Drishyamana vinartena na drishyante manobhava karma bir dhyayato manana karmani manasobhavam. These visible objects like wife, children, property are like dreams and mental concoctions. Actually, what we see has no permanent existence. It is sometimes seen and sometimes not. Only because of our past actions do we create such mental concoctions. And because of these concoctions, we perform further activities. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, this material world is being compared to a mental concoction. We concoct so many things in our mind that we think are sense gratification or our situation in this material world. Prabhupada said five times, maybe six, it is mental concoction. It doesn't really exist. For this material is no existence, and the spiritual has no cessation, Bhagavad Gita says. That means that the spiritual is the truth. Spirituality is the truth, and material is temporary. Unfortunately, in this material world, we have faith in all the concoctions. We have great faith in our children, our family, our loved ones, our friends, society, friendship, and love. And we have great faith in this material world. Everyone is putting their faith. In Sanskrit, the word faith is shraddha. There's a verse by Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Ado shraddhata sarusanga tabajana kriya tato narta nivritti syat tato nista ruchistata tato bhavas tato prema bhyudanchiti sarakama mamyam amnuprabhe bravet krama. I think I messed up that last line. Pramne pradur bhavet krama. That ado shraddha, in the beginning, one has to have faith. It is based on faith. First thing is faith. Just like Lord Nityananda, Kota Nitai, he had the marketplace for the holy name. He went everywhere giving the holy name of Lord Krishna. And the only price that he charged was your faith, to give your faith. In this material world, we have faith that the 33 bus will take us down Venice to Venice Beach. We have great faith. Of course, that bus may get ruined. There may be so many difficulties. We have great faith in the professors. We have great faith in the doctors. Doctors told me, we're going to give you a test. We're going to put the solution in your lower abdomen as a test. And it's going to burn a lot. So I had faith that, yes, put this solution in my stomach. Maybe it will burn. I have faith they know what they're doing. They're going to lead me to the proper health. They gave me the test, put the solution in my lower abdomen. It was in July. And the substance was so strong, it burned a hole in my lower abdomen and leaked throughout my body. Doctor said, oh, we didn't know your tissues were so weak. We didn't know you had such a weak stomach. I got an infection and went into what I guess they'd call a coma, and they had to cart me off to the hospital that night across the street. But I had faith. The doctors will heal me. They know what they're doing. They wouldn't put something in me that would burn a hole in my stomach. But they did. We have great faith in this material world. We have faith in our so-called loved ones. We have faith in all of our mental situation. And Prabhupada says here, purport says here, verse says here, it is a mental concoction. We have concocted this concocted faith. This is not real faith. Real faith means ado shraddha tata saru sangha. Unflinching trust in that which is sublime. Krishna consciousness is sublime. It is above this material world. It is beyond this material world. It is untouched by this material world. Spirituality. It is sublime. And our business, our first business is to have faith in spirit, to have faith in Lord Krishna, to have faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to believe. Of course, our belief isn't like that Christian belief. They say, do you believe in Jesus? And people believe. But real belief means that one acts on that platform of belief. If you believe in Jesus, then you don't kill animals. Then you don't hurt other living beings. Then you lead a very pure and simple life if you believe. And in our Krishna conscious system, the belief, our belief is everything. We believe in the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we believe, we have great faith, unflinching trust in that which is sublime. That by following the regular principles of freedom and engaging in Krishna's service under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, the bona fide parampara, in our ISKCON movement, that will become purified. The devotee acts only for the purpose of purification. All our activities are for the purpose of purification. We were discussing yesterday how sometimes devotees are put into difficult situations, material unhappiness. But that is there, devotee accepts, for the purpose of purification, just like we're reading about Chitraketu. He was cursed by Parvati And he accepted that curse for his purification. And it seemed like a derogatory thing. She cursed him for making some comment about herself sitting on the lap of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was not disturbed, but Parvati cursed him, and he accepted that curse. Tatenukam pom susamikshamana. Yasya ham anugrahami harisye tadanam shanai. That when there's difficulty, for a devotee accepts that difficulty with great happiness. That, I'm being cursed by Mother Parvati. He was very humble and he was very repentant. But he realized that it was for his purification that he became, what is that, Vritrasura? But he was a devotee and he could remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Queen Kunti, great Vaishnavi, she made such wonderful prayers. Let the calamities fall upon me again and again so that I'll always remember your lotus feet, so that I will be conscious of you, my Lord. Also, Janmais Varya Shruta Shri, Edamana Madakpuman. Sometimes when we become intoxicated with this material world, with the pleasures and pains, and identify with the concoction, with the dream that is this material body and its concomitant pleasures and miseries. When we identify in that way, we become intoxicated, mada. Actually, the Shastra points out that there are six enemies of the soul. The soul is pure by nature and apapavinam, prophylactic and antiseptic, and 100% pure. But kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. There is lust, anger, greed, illusion, intoxication, envy, matsarya. And these things are the enemy of the soul. Therefore, Queen Kunti prayed, Janmaisvarya Shruta Shri Enamana Madak Puman, that this good birth, American birth, Janma Aisvarya, wealth, being born in a big suburban family, Shruta, so-called learning, education, being educated in Big Ten College, Janma Aisvarya Shruta Shri, and so-called beauty, Edamana Madakpuman, their intoxication. First of all, their concoction. They don't really exist. They're a dream, as pointed out here. They have a cessation, a beginning and an end. They're temporary. And second of all, they intoxicate us by identifying with them so that we cannot feelingly chant Jai Radha Madhava, Srila Prabhupada said, if we're intoxicated. Therefore, the devotee accepts penance and austerity. We live simply, and we get the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. Even if materially they may be so-called derogatory, something may happen that's a reversal. Just like Chitragetu accepted that for his purification and for his advancement, And he knew he would be able to remember Lord Krishna. So the devotee accepts the difficulty and the reversal of fortune as purification by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we are meant for purification, our happiness in life is not this concoction, phantasmagoria. Our happiness is much greater. And if we have that faith, if we believe, if we have, it was pointed out yesterday, just like Srila Prabhupada, he believed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. There'll be so many hundreds of temples. There'll be so many thousands of devotees. There'll be so many persons hearing about Krishna. So many books are there. We have, Prabhupada told the gentleman, 40 books, all 500 pages or more. At that time, there were only two books or three. Prabhupada said, we have 40 books. Because he had great faith, unlimited faith in Lord Chaitanya, that yes, we can accomplish this feat. This is devotee. We have great faith. We all came as tapis and papis. Papi means sinful. Tapi means false renunciate. Isn't it? Tapi and papi. Suffer, a sufferer, surfers. The tapis and the papis. Prabhupada said we didn't have any, very many Dr. Singh. What was it, Dr. Sarup Damodars? He said, most of you were coming from tapis and papis. Sufferers and sinful. Low class. Even my parents said, when after I joined the Hare Krishna, they were very happy for one thing. They said, at least your eyes are straightened out now. I don't know, we were doing something having to do with smoke. And I think the eye muscles somehow relaxed to the point where me and my friends were all practically, what do you call, cross-eyed. But coming to Hare Krishna, they noticed immediately. My mother said, well, your eyes are straightened out now. She looked in my eyes, your eyes look good. No more cross-eyed and no more dopey look. Devotees have come, just like our new bhaktas and bhaktins. They were a little bit plain when they came. Nice kids, but a little plain. And now they're Vaikuntha men and Vaikuntha ladies. So bright and brilliant. Fixed eyes. So Krishna conscious. The power of Krishna consciousness is so deep. Spiritual power is so, spiritual energy is so powerful. Spiritual empowerment is so great. Prabhupada said that you could take over, just like the Pandavas defeated the Kauravas in 18 days, although they were only one-tenth of the size. Isn't it one-tenth? But still, somehow or other, they were empowered by Lord Krishna. That if we were sincere and serious and had great faith, utilized the power that's there for us, we could take over the world in 18 days, Prabhupada said. We could take over this, they're occupying the New York and occupying LA and occupying all the cities. We want equality. We want to be treated properly. But we could take over the world in 18 days if we were very sincere and serious. the power of Lord Chaitanya is such that he's taken the tapis and the papis and turned them into Vaishnavas, just like Lord Nityananda. He went and he was attacked by Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai were really, really, really bad guys. They weren't just cartoon characters. They were these thugs that lived in Bengal at the time. They used to do such nasty activities that this one blind man used to go out begging with his young, beautiful daughter on the streets with a cup. Jagai and Madai saw him. They beat him to a pulp, stole his money, and raped his daughter. That was Jagai and Madai. These were like the worst thugs, worse than the gangbangers of Los Angeles. Really, really bad guys. Lord Nityananda gave them his mercy. They got the spiritual energy of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they became converted to the point where now you go to India, there's the temple of Jagai and Madai. There, isn't it? In Bengal, I don't know. Place of birthplace. The holy birthplace of Jagai and Madai. Because they became such great Vaishnavas. So Srila Prabhupada was asked by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, zap us, Swami. Can you zap us? Show us your magic. Sometimes Prabhupada was asked, show us your magic. Prabhupada said, the only magic I have is that we have made so many persons devotees. We have changed so many hippies into happies. Real happies. Because even though we don't have much, I think there's one Vaishnava devotee song that devotee is very happy even though we don't have all of these material amenities. Devotee is very happy due to the austerity and penance, due to devotional activities, due to yayatma supersedity, the pleasure of the soul. So we were all hippies and unmentionables. And Srila Prabhupada, by his great faith and belief, by his amazing devotion, converted us into Krishna conscious persons, gave us our actual activity, where we should be, by mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, the Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada, with his great faith, and he wants from us, he's asking from us, like Nityananda Prabhu asked, I just ask you, give me your faith. Vishwasakori. Just give me your faith and your belief that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I am his eternal servant. And that by staying in this Krishna consciousness movement, I'll become purified and empowered. One devotee one time asked Srila Prabhupada in New York. It was this devotee who passed away here. Swami, I forget his name. Sudama. He asked Prabhupada in New York. We were all sitting there. He said, sometimes Prabhupada, devotees are here in Krishna consciousness because they have nowhere else to go. And Prabhupada said, oh, that's Krishna's mercy. Krishna's keeping us here to perform devotional service, to empower us. Krishna could change the world himself in 18 days. But he wants to use us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to empower us to become Krishna conscious and to do his bidding, his activity. And according to our faith, this is all it takes in the beginning to be faithful. We've come from a dark place, but by having faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and faith in Srila Prabhupada's teachings and Srila Prabhupada and his ISKCON society, by having that great faith, Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Garim Chaitanya Charitamrita, that amazing feats can be accomplished. A blind man can see the stars in the sky. A lame man can cross over mountains. What is that? A dumb man can speak. We were all dumb men and we're able to speak somehow or other. Mukham Karoti Vachalam, that miraculous things, Krishna will purify us. That's guaranteed. If we simply remain faithful, stick to the process, and stick to Krishna consciousness, stick to association with devotees. Adavushvaratata sarasangata bhajana kriya tuto anartha nivritti syat tuto nista. Remain fixed up in devotional service, then even though we may be fallen, even though we may sometimes have difficulty, we pick ourselves back up again by associating with the devotees, by chanting Hare Krishna, by engaging in devotional service, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and engaging in this process of Krishna consciousness, then we become more and more empowered to spread Krishna consciousness, to be Krishna conscious, and to stay and engage in Lord Chaitanya's mission. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Gorkha Shordas Babaji Ki Jai.